This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the Quran, in Surah Al-Qiyamah, Allah says, يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ. Human beings will be informed. They will be informed the priorities they made and the procrastinations they engaged in. Here Allah doesn't say they will be informed. Here He says they'll know on their own. They'll know on their own, which is remarkable. As these events are happening, you haven't even been shown your grades yet. The book hasn't even come out yet. The Suhufu Nushirat is the other one. But even before all of that happened, you're recalling what your priorities were. يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى. The day on which human beings will remember completely on their own all the efforts they used to make. So this is the first meaning of taqdeem and ta'khir. The second meaning, there's a few meanings, very powerful. To send ahead and to leave behind. Literally, some translations also say this, every person shall know what they sent ahead or sent forth. What in the world does that mean? Let me give it to you by example. If you're traveling, let's say you're traveling to, you know, New York, and you have a lot of luggage. So what you can do is, you can actually put your luggage on a truck, or put your luggage on a delivery, and they sent it a week before. You're going to fly a week later. When you get there, what will already be there? Your luggage is already going to be there, right? So when you send something ahead, it means you're ready to receive it when you get there. It's waiting for you. In a sense, Allah is describing the deeds that we do, the actions that we take, the decisions that we make, every amr that we do. That's why Allah says, إِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ. Not just af'al, but umur. Why? To Allah, all decisions are returned. All those decisions you made are now recorded with Allah, waiting for you to read on your own. Every deed you did, good or bad, is being sent to the future. It's being, you know, literally like, you know when you send an email, you can't unsend it? You've sent it to the Day of Judgment. You've sent everything you did, every word you said, to the Day of Judgment. And as you've sent it ahead, that makes sense about the قَدَّمَتْ, right? عَلِمَتْ نَفْسُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ. But what about أَخَّرَتْ? There are, in that sense, what Allah is saying is, there are some things that are valuable. When you get there, they should have some value. Like if you gave charity, it should have some value on Judgment Day. If you prayed, it should have some value on Judgment Day, right? So you sent valuable things, deposited them on Judgment Day, and when you get there, you're going to withdraw from that account. But there are some things Allah says you left behind. وَأَخَّرَتْ. Like for example, I can't take my money with me. I can't take my clothes with me on Judgment Day. I can't take my property with me. I can't take my status with me, or my education with me, or my social position with me. Those things I'm going to have to leave behind. There are only certain things Allah wants to will allow to take forward, and other things you cannot, no matter how bad you try, you cannot take them forward. I'm reminded of a crazy conversation. I can't even believe I had this conversation with a Muslim lady. It was in a state that shall not be named. But it was this incredible mansion. Like they invited me after a talk to dinner. And back then, when I was naive enough to accept dinner invitations, I don't accept dinner invitations anymore because God knows what they turn into. But back then, I used to accept dinner invitations from random people. I was like, yeah, sure, yeah, dinner, no problem. So I accept this dinner invitation, and this thing is a 15,000 square foot mansion. Okay, and we're driving by, and I was like, who lives in Al Capone's residence? And then they turned into it, like, you know, it was crazy. And so we're having dinner on this, like, God, I don't even know where they got this dinner table from. It could seat, I think, 40 people. It was like one of those long, you know, King Arthur type dinner tables. And, you know, and you probably need a microphone to converse from one end to the other. But whatever, all of us fit on one side. We're having this conversation, and the lady of the house, she said, I have a personal question. I was like, okay. She's like, no, I can't ask in front of everybody. I was like, okay. Why don't you guys move to the other end, the rest of the table, which is in the other zip code, so I can talk to the lady. So she says to me, I know we all have to die, and I know we're going to go on Judgment Day. I don't want to leave this house. I kid you not, I don't want to leave this house. And I can tell you, their living room was probably the size of this musalla. That was just their living room. You know, artificial waterfall in the back. All of this wall is glass. And it's overlooking a waterfall. And their stairs, I was confused. There was a winding staircase. And I've seen a winding staircase before. Except it looked like somebody took silk and dropped it on their staircase. And it's kind of like that. And when I went, that was actually marble, shaped like falling silk. And that's their staircase. I'm like, I was afraid to ask how many bedrooms. They told me 27. Right? And I was like, you can only sleep in one. So I don't know what you do with the rest. But she was so mesmerized by this beautiful, every piece of decoration she put so much heart and soul into, right? And she says, I don't want to leave this place. What do I do? I was like, well, you can do whatever you want. You're still leaving. Sorry. Dude, there's nothing you can do about that. You know? There are some things you're going to have to what? Leave behind. There are some things, akharat. You know? And we have to internalize that. Even this physical body will be left behind. This physical body, there'll be a new body that Allah will give. When you realize that, then you don't become so obsessed with the things that you are going to leave behind anyway. That's the reality of this. You're not going to be obsessed with your physical appearance. You're not going to be obsessed with your car, obsessed with your house, obsessed with your clothes. You'll enjoy them, that's fine. But you won't be like, this is everything. You know, when somebody has so much concentration and so much, you know, emphasis placed on how they look in a mirror before they go out of their home, you could say whatever you want. Your actions are telling you where your priorities are. Your actions are telling you that my head is somewhere else. And I'm not an advocate of people shouldn't even take care of themselves and there should just be people of Akhirah and they don't have to brush their teeth anymore, etc. I'm not saying that. But I am saying there are two extremes, right? One extreme is, we only care about the Akhirah, let's just all smell bad in dunya. The other extreme is, your entire life revolves around either, you know, personal beautification, physical attraction, social engagements, devices, entertainment, video games, movies, you know, and it circles around all of these things that you don't want to come out of, as if this stuff will last forever. This stuff will go on forever. There are things you will send ahead, and you will realize that day the stuff you've left behind. مَا أَخَرَتْ. That's the second meaning of مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَرَتْ.